call it, it'd be long, or I know. I can't call it now.
You ever hear anybody call it a boaster?
That's right.
Or a jam? You hear anybody call it a jam?
Yeah.
Now, what do you put on a bed to keep warm in the winter?
You put a quilt.
All right. I suppose you had a lot of company come in and didn't have enough beds for everybody. What would you put down on the floor for the children to sleep on?
Well, everybody had company. They had two of these children. And we didn't have about three beds. And had to look on a pallet. We put out a tick on the floor. So that they kind of saw. And then we put quilts and things over and keep them on and pillow at the head.
Now suppose you're expecting a big crop. You say, yes, we should have a big crop because this soil is very, what would you say, very hot soil.
I said, well, we have a big crop and this soil is real hot.
And what would you say about the ground out in the field, the soil? If you have real good land, and you say this soil is very hot.
Yeah. Got some good soil land. To make it.
What do you call a low flat land down along by a stream that overflows in the spring? Your name for that?
I call that kind of land that go out and it doesn't run down. You got to build it up.
But see, it's not necessarily worn out. Maybe even rich land down along by a creek or river. Maybe makes a good cornfield. Down in that low flat land, what do you call that?
I call that a bottom.
What do you call a place where you cut hay?
Cut hay. Well, I call that cutting hay in a field.
Do you have a different name for it if it's
a field, a low place where the hay grows? No, you don't have no different place for it. They just plant hay in there and they say, well, I'm going, well, they might have a different name to it. I'm going down in the bottom and cut that hay in the bottom today.
Now suppose there's a field out here that has a real low piece running through the field. What would you call that low place out in the field?
Well, I'd call that the low place out there in the field.
Suppose there's some land out in the field that has water that stands on the big part. Maybe water stands out in the low place in the field. It's most of the time. What would you call that?
Well, I'd call that a low flat place where the water stands on it. And we can't get the water still when it's so late and we can't get to cultivate it.
What kind of soil do you call it, Charlie, where you have part sand and part clay out in the field? Do you have a name for that?
Well, I don't think you have anything for that. You don't have no name for that, only this. You just call it out there in the field, that land out there in the field, and you got two different colors to it.
What do you call soil that gets real sticky when it rains?
Well, you call that soil that gets sticky when it rains. You call that just red clay.
What if it's rich black soil that, like out some places where not many trees grow, and when it rains, it sticks to your feet. What do you call it?
Well, you call that good land then, because it's good, got good soil. It's a good soil on it.
Okay.
It don't stick to your feet like it does.
Now, Charlie, suppose there's some low, swampy place, maybe a place where they've been having a lot of mosquitoes, and they decide to let the water out of these low, swampy places.